some problems with identifying resistance. I'm in my vortex and things are going wonderful, and then every once in a while I get pulled out and I can't seem to figure out what it is that's pulling me out of it.
Well, it doesn't matter as long as you're easily able to get back in. And one of the things that we want to establish in a way that you leave this ship really getting is that it is the most normal thing in the world. In fact, you intended it to go in and out of the vortex. Step one, step two, step one, step two, step three, step one, step two, step three. In other words, you intended to explore. You just don't want to get out and stay out. That's the problem, you see. So if you're popping out and you're recognizing that you're out, that's good.
Yeah,
then just, are you staying out longer than you mean to?
Yeah, and I get really pissed off then.
Well, the first thing we would say is, of course you are uncomfortable because you're not in the vortex.
Yeah.
And your standards are higher now, because once you experience the bliss and the benefit of being in there, of course you would feel the equal discord in not being in there. So are you saying that you're not noticing any patterns, that you can't identify what you're thinking about while you're out there? Because once you're out there, whatever subject it is that brought you out, are you enjoying the in the vortex, the out of the vortex analogy?
Yes.
Once you are out and you are in that irritating feeling.
Oh, really, really bad.
So the first thing that you're angry about is that you're not in there. But then what kind of things do you notice happening? In other words, isn't there a theme that begins to show up in your experience?
Well, I begin to talk myself back into, like we've been taught before, and that is I begin to look into the vortex and say, what's in there? Why am I feeling the way I am?
We're going to tell you what the subject is, and then we'll talk about it, because as you hear this, we think it will click into place for you.
Okay.
The subject that brings you out of the vortex most often is other people who do annoying things.
Exactly. And, oh.
And.
You hit it right on the head.
And the reason that it feels so uncomfortable to you is because you think they should know better. You think they ought to know better. Now, we want to ask you something that will be very meaningful. When Jerry and Esther showed up late this morning, did you feel anger toward them?
Not at all.
You didn't feel any diminishment of love for them at all, did you?
Absolutely none.
Did any of you?
I didn't even know you were late, so.
So, did you know they were late?
No, I didn't. Honestly, I didn't know they were late.
When you found out, did it upset you?
No.
If they don't show up again, will you be mad?
No.
Well, the point that we were wanted to make with you, and it's unfortunate that you didn't know they were late, because it sort of spoils the work that we were doing here together. But when you have trained yourself, when you have held someone as your object of attention, and you've been in the vortex together with them, then there isn't anything that they do that upsets you. It is in some ways. Jerry has laughed over the years about how mothers still love their murderous, rampaging children.
Mm.
And what we're getting at here is that when you have held something as your object of attention and you have practiced a vibration of alignment with it, then no matter what happens about it, it doesn't take you out of the vortex, because you've practiced the vibration of who you are. You've trained yourself to see that object of attention. And the reason we picked Jerry and Esther is because we can tell how you feel about them.
Mm-hmm.
When you have trained yourself into a vibrational attitude, and which means you're seeing that object of attention through the eyes of Source, now you don't need them to behave in certain ways for you to feel that.